Doron Klein. He is on the phone. I'm going to talk to him in about 2 seconds. He's the CEO of Telfed, the South African Zionist Fed in Israel. Shalom, Doron. Thanks for talking to me this afternoon.
Shalom, Simon.
Telfed. Tell those of us who are not aware what Telfed is, what it is, its history, what it does.
Sure, and just shalom from the northern part of Israel, actually in the Galilee at the moment. And here there's no traffic.
We can talk about that. Are the people back though? Is that happening?
Yes, the majority of them. There's still places that we're waiting for people to go back. Some of the places that were more seriously damaged, like Matula, that area, Manara. But still, the majority of people have moved back.
Good to hear.
To move over to Telfed, to your question. So Telfed is the Tel Aviv Federation. That's where the name is from. And we were founded in 1948. So we've been around since the beginning of the State of Israel. We were in Tel Aviv for 50 years. And when we moved to Ranana, so we didn't change the name to Ranfed, we kept with our history, and the name has stuck, the Tel Aviv Federation. And we've been around since 1948, the oldest Olé organization for English-speaking, Olim, dealing with Southern Africans since 48 and for the last 15 years, also with Australian Olim. And the aim of the organization is to help those that are making Aliyah, planning on coming to live in Israel, to have a smooth integration, to encounter the quality of life that Israel provides. And we are the organization that helps those Southern Africans and Australians who make the move.
Doron, a comment and a question. First, the comment. It is pretty amazing that out of all the Jewish communities in the world, it's Telfed that is the first to establish itself in the nascent Israeli state. I mean, you would have thought it would have been Australia or the UK or something bigger and more powerful. So kudos to the South African Jewish community. And secondly, let's talk about the kind of support that you do offer.
Yes, sure. I'd like to just comment on what you just said. Now, South Africa sent 800 volunteers to fight in the War of Independence in 1948. Just to understand that number, United States of America, with an enormous Jewish community, 6 million Jews in 1948, they sent 1,000 volunteers.
Oh, wow.
And South Africa then, with 100,000 Jews, sent 800 volunteers, almost the same size as the American contingent. So we always punch much heavier than our weight. And that's so we could be very proud as a Zionist organization. And Telfed's services, so they begin before Aliyah. We have a psychologist. Her name is Dr. Sarah Berman. And since people, you know, when you say, oh, I'm thinking of making Aliyah, so the first reaction, people say, are you crazy? So that's why we have a psychologist.
It's so
right?
True.
You chat to Sarah, chat to a psychologist to find out if you really are crazy, right, to think about coming to Israel. And after you've chatted to Sarah, well, then you'll have a clearer picture of what your first steps would be to prepare yourself for Israel. Because really, making Aliyah, the Aliyah part, can actually be the simple part. You know, you gather the documents, you say goodbye. I mean, I agree it's complicated to sell your house and everything, but that can be the easy part. The really difficult part can be what happens when you get here. So the idea of pre-Aliyah counseling is very important. What is your Klita plan? Klita means integration. What are you going to do to be successfully integrated in Israel? So that's why our services are so important as pre-Aliyah services, to plan your Klita. And then you'll be speaking to our, we have 24 regional committees all over Israel, manned by Southern African and Australian volunteers. You'll speak to a South African who lives in the place where you want to live. So talk to somebody who already lives there, who's successfully settled down there, and find out from a fellow South African, is this the place for you? And then you can speak to our Plita advisor to find out what your benefits are, to our employment advisor to find out what your employment opportunities are and how to prepare properly for the employment market. And also Telfed Housing. We're the only Olé organization in Israel out of 23 Olim organizations. We're the only one that provides housing. And we have housing in Ranana and Tel Aviv. the Telford buildings, and they are there. You could stay there for up to 3 years, and we subsidize the rental 25% below rental rates in that area. So it's subsidized rental and a very soft landing, English language contract, and a community where you can settle down and enjoy your first 3 years in Israel with a South African community helping you with your integration.
Yeah, I mean, that is a massive benefit. We all know the cost of real estate and rentals and purchasing in Israel, it's off the charts. So that is massive. Tell me something else, Doran. What are the most common concerns or challenges that South Africans in particular might face when making Aliyah? And are you in a position to help address them? Just as an anecdote, and I know that Kim's listening to us now in Israel, who had made Aliyah recently, a service expectation, you know, taking a flat, thinking your kitchen is going to be ready when, you know, why would you think that? Why are you silly South African? Would you think your kitchen would be ready?
Yeah, know that the kitchen also doesn't come with a maid to wash the dishes. So there's other things to get used to also, right?
Yeah.
So it's not only the physical kitchen. But I would say the biggest challenge for Olim is always going to be Hebrew. And the best thing you can do to prepare for your Aliyah is to learn Hebrew. Whatever you can to prepare yourself in that field. And certainly once you open an Aliyah file through the Israel Center, you can already apply for free Hebrew lessons online. Utilize every mode of learning that you can to improve your Hebrew. You come in to the land of Israel, and Hebrew is the language that we speak. Right? The only nation in the world that still speaks its own language and lives in its own country that we did 3,000 years ago. So be proud of that, but also prepare yourself for that. The more Hebrew you can learn before you come, the better off it's going to be. So that's where you should put your focus on. And thereafter, talk to the Telfed counselors, as I said, employment counselor, Klita counselor for your kids, which school to go to, which synagogue. Which area? You know, we've had Olim move to certain areas because it was the cheapest area to go to, but then they found out that in that area, there's no Anglo-Saxons. It's a very, very Israeli area, or even a Haredi area, an ultra-Orthodox area, because it was a cheaper area. And then people, you know, find out that socially they have a difficult time. So it's very important to talk to people that live in the place where you're thinking of going, to make sure that if you're going to rent an apartment there, that you're renting in an area that makes sense. But certainly number one is always just focus on learning Hebrew.
Doran, we're very nearly out of time. Just a very quick one. The Aliyah Expo, will you be here, and what can people expect?
So our psychologist, our pre-Aliyah counselor, Sarah Berman, is going to be there representing Telfed. And it is an excellent, excellent opportunity. Right, I really want to recommend to everyone who can that they should be at that expo. If you're thinking of coming on Aliyah, or even just dabbling in the idea and you want to find out more, come in one hall. You can meet with all the experts, and you can touch base with so many different aspects of Israeli society, and it'll give you so much information. So don't miss out on this opportunity. Come and see Sarah too about Telfed's integration services, but there are going to be so many different experts there, all in one room. So I really want to encourage the listeners to come and make use of this opportunity, come and learn a lot about Israel, and help make up your mind whether this is the next step for you, a very exciting chapter in your life to make Israel your home and be part of modern Jewish destiny.
Doran, that's a good place to leave it. Doran Klein, the CEO of Telfed, thank you for your time this afternoon.